Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and we just heard from Governor Ralph Northam about his brand new stay-at-home order. Now, it's an order this time. It's not a suggestion. It's an order. Although it sounds an awful lot like the suggestion that he had the other day. I'm trying to figure out exactly what is or is not included in this, what is or is not essential. I found it fascinating, by the way, that the governor, as part of his anti-gun agenda, and let's face it, he is somebody who despises the fact that you and I are able to freely exercise our Second Amendment rights. He hates that. He really does. Hates it with a passion. He said that indoor shooting ranges needed to close down. Well, the Department of Homeland Security had something to say about that, and there have been a lot of people who have been visiting gun stores, making sure that they had a means to protect themselves and their family, and I was curious to know what Homeland Security had to say about the shooting ranges. Phil Van Cleave sent out an all alert situation, an all alert message, I guess, yesterday about this, and I'm happy to say he's joining us. Phil, thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me on, Jeff.
So bring us up to speed. What exactly did the Department of Homeland Security say, and how does it impact us in Virginia?
Well, the Homeland Security basically put out a notice that, firearm stores and ranges are considered to be something that's a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is not an order that states have to comply. Basically, it's a suggestion to the states. The way the federal government's viewing this is that ranges and so forth are a necessity. And we agree with that completely. VCDL sent a letter to Governor Northam on Friday before this came out. And then this came out. And so we send a new letter today. This would be reinforcing what we were saying on Friday. We are asking the governor to do the right thing here and take indoor firing ranges off the list of prohibited places. He put them down as entertainment.
Mm.
Excuse me, going out and learning how to use a gun to save your life is not entertainment. Yeah, shooting guns is fun. I agree with that. Just like driving can be a lot of fun.
Right.
But it's a necessity.
So have you had any response from the governor on that?
No, the crickets chirping in the area have been much louder than anything we've heard from him. No, been very quiet. In fact, when I saw the announcement coming out that at 2 he was going to have this change, I was thinking, wow, that would be the perfect time for him to slide that into this new executive order he was putting out. But nope, nothing mentioned there at all.
Interesting. So where are we right now? Is that still in effect that indoor shooting ranges may not operate?
That's right. Yeah, they are closed. And for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And so VCDL is now weighing options. This isn't the end of the road necessarily. I mean, we do have options, and we're looking at what those might be, and more than likely going to the courts.
I wonder, could there also be an argument made. He said it was okay to go and exercise. I mean, shooting is considered to be a sport.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but the Rangers don't want to take a chance on being caught on the wrong side of this. There is a penalty. So, this is just another example of abuse, of overstepping, and it's unfortunate. And now, again, the federal government has made it a little bit harder for him to be able to say what he said about gun ranges being amusement. That's certainly not how the federal government interprets it, nor our fellow states.
Right. Well, I wonder what is going to happen. Look, we know the governor's mindset on this. We've seen that time and time again. He hates the idea of the Second Amendment. I mean, just hates it. Doesn't want anybody except folks he associates with or approves having firearms. And so I would imagine of all the things he'd be willing to fight on, the people who finance him, the Michael Bloombergs of the world, are probably going to tell him, yep, Ralph, this is the one you got to throw down on.
Yeah, probably. We'll see. His state police armed guards that follow him around, that's another, he doesn't seem to have any problem with them having all the guns and ammo. And I'll bet you that they have a range they can shoot at somewhere that the governor has a wink and a nod that it's okay. Yeah. It all gets very tiring. The double standards, all that. It's not American. It's not good. Yeah. And anyhow, there were these ranges. Look, so one of them, Lakeside Tactical, I believe it is, in Roanoke, that's like a $10 million facility. Mm. They can't afford to stay shut until June.
Right.
And what sort of, you can't even get a haircut now. I wonder, I'm going to be watching the governor's hair. I expect to see it creeping over his ears, but if he's getting a haircut, the eyebrows should be going up on that too.
That's right. That's right. And you know that there is, on some level, the thought from Ralph Northam and his folks, hey, if we can shut these places down for the next 8 weeks, well, they're going to lose so much money, they're not going to be able to reopen, and he will still have what he wants, which is a populace which has been disarmed, or even worse, has arms, but doesn't know how to use them responsibly or properly.
Right, and that's why we can't let them do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Phil Van Cleve is joining us, the president of VCDL, the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Phil, is there anything for us to do?
Well, we've been encouraging everybody to contact the governor's office. If you go to governor.virginia.gov, there's a place you can click to send him a message. We're suggesting everybody go up there and say that indoor gun ranges are not entertainment. Right. They're a necessity. And let's just keep pounding them. Let's melt down and give them a call, too. Let's melt down the phone lines. Let's flood the inbox. There's no point in standing around just saying, oh, there's nothing we can do. That doesn't work. That gets you nowhere. We need
Absolutely.
To do something, and VCDL will be working to do something as well.
Now, Phil, I haven't checked the VCDL website in the last couple of hours. Do you have the text of this Department of Homeland Security directive posted?
We do not. I haven't had a chance to do that. We'd have to dig that up on the federal site. If you want to see the governor's latest edict, that's available on his site under executive orders. But no, we don't have anything from the Homeland Security posted up there. But it was kind of spread through the media, and gun ranges were specifically called out.
Yeah. All right. Well, that might be something I know in all your free time, but if somebody at VCDL does have a couple of moments, might be a great, great resource to have available. And I would encourage everybody to go to the website. Remind everybody what the website address is.
Yeah, it's VCDL, as in Virginia Citizens Defense League, .org, like organization, VCDL.org.
Okay.
And you'll have all kinds of wealth of information up there.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Phil Van Cleve, thank you for being here, my friend. That is Phil Van Cleve. He is the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.